From Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump says the United States will withdraw from the Paris climate deal. It fulfills a key campaign promise, but it puts at risk global efforts to deal with the effects of climate change. At the ceremony at the White House, Trump said the accord did little to help the environment and unfairly punished the U.S. by holding it to tougher standards than other top polluters. The Paris Climate Accord, he said, is simply the latest example of Washington entering into an agreement that disadvantages the United States to the exclusive benefit of other countries. European leaders expressed dismay and anger in equal measure at President Trump's decision to withdraw. They saw it as a rebuke and warned it would make it harder to slow the pace of climate change. Government officials in several major European capitals said the U.S. withdrawal will further strain a Western alliance that they worry is unraveling. Others said the move will impact America's standing in the world and undermine the country's traditional global leadership role as it breaks with virtually every other nation on the issue of climate change. American military officials say American-backed Syrian Democratic Forces have pushed within 3 kilometers of the Islamic State's de facto capital in Syria. They say the major battle for control of Raqqa from Islamic State militants could begin in the coming days. A U.S. official told VOA the fight for the city, the encirclement of Raqqa, is almost complete. The forces are within 3 kilometers from Raqqa City to the north and the east. You are listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington.